The Quality Education and Jobs Initiative would indefinitely extend the 1 cent sales tax set to expire next year. Anif Peterson with the initiative says she always knew the lower court's decision would be upheld.
This is a huge victory for Arizona voters because their rights were upheld, and it's also a huge victory for Arizona school children.
Now that the initiative is on the ballot, Peterson says voters will decide whether or not to extend the sales tax to fund education and public works projects and prevent the legislature from making cuts.
They absolutely devastated our schools over a four-year period. It was unprecedented what happened. And so we're going to protect this investment so that the legislature can't play games with these funds.
Secretary of State Ken Bennett rejected the petition signatures last month because of a clerical error that omitted some of the text presented to voters. The issue went before a Maricopa County Superior Court judge who sided with the initiative, and now Bennett's appeal to the state Supreme Court has been denied. In a written statement, Bennett said he is pleased the initiative will be on the ballot so voters can express their opinion on the issue. I'm Fernanda Echavarri, Arizona Public Media.